Last night's Four Corners program, Cash Splash, sparked fresh calls for an independent inquiry into that controversial Murray-Darling Basin plan. Now, the program raised big questions about the value of billions of dollars spent on water-saving infrastructure grants for irrigators, how much water had actually been returned to the river system as a result of the spending of that taxpayers' money. How much lined farmers' pockets, big agriculture in particular? Farmers say they've been misrepresented. And after seven tonight, we will hear from the Farmers' Federation President Fiona Simpson, along with lawyer Richard Beasley, who is counsel assisting the South Australian Murray-Darling Royal Commission. Terry Butler is Labor's new spokesperson for the environment and water, and she joins us now. Terry Butler, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What did you make of last night's Four Corners?
Well, I think it really vindicated calls from the Productivity Commission and others for more scrutiny of the on-farm irrigation scheme subsidies and how they're being used. Of course, the Productivity Commission said back in 2017 that better monitoring and evaluation was required in relation to the scheme. Obviously, this is a long-running scheme. It's a scheme that is designed to try to put more water back into the river system. Mm. And that takes the form of both water buybacks and irrigation efficiency measures. The question is, though, how confident can everyone be, all the stakeholders, whether they're farmers, environmentalists, Australians at large, that the scheme is working if there's not really sufficient monitoring and evaluation going on in a physical sense?
I mean, that seems to be a critical point. I mean, one of the things we learned from last night was that we just don't know in real detail the quantum of water being saved and from where. And that leads to calls that, you know, for a federal royal commission. Now, Labor said that wasn't necessary during the last election campaign. Have you changed your mind on that?
Well, I mean, obviously, as you know, we've said that all of our policies are under review. But I guess I'd make the point about a royal commission, that a royal commission would actually delay action being taken. And it's pretty clear from some of the evaluations, including, as I said, from the Productivity Commission, there are a range of changes that do need to be made pretty quickly. And when we know, for example, that we're not getting the data that we need in relation to evaluation and monitoring, well, we know that needs to change. So my concern about a royal commission really is, does it actually delay action being taken? And I think that people would probably agree that action is pretty urgent right now. Whether you're a farmer or an environmentalist or an Australian with an interest in the Murray-Darling Basin more broadly, I think everyone's of the view that there are some actions that need to be taken, and transparency is first and foremost.
Well, and that's critical. I mean, surely we can walk and drink water simultaneously. There may be things that need to be done quickly, but if we're talking about action to resolve this, the most fundamental thing would be that action is informed. And wouldn't a royal commission achieve that?
As I said, I think the difficulty with a royal commission is nobody wants to prejudge the recommendations of a royal commission. That would immediately, I suspect, put on hold any action from the government. It would let them off the hook, if you like. They could say, well, we're just going to wait and see what happens with the outcome of a royal commission. I actually think the government knows it's got some real problems in relation to what's happening with water in this country. They've had the issue that was in the news very recently about big international speculators coming into the water market, buying up water entitlements. They've had the issue in relation to the buyback from a company that had links to a federal government minister, Angus Taylor. They know that they need to take some action in relation to these things, but the best action they can really take is to provide that physical monitoring, that scientific monitoring of the volumes of water and water flows, so that people can actually be confident in what's going on. Four Corners last night had an academic by the name of, I think, Quentin Grafton is his name. He's done some writing before about the potential for what he's called the paradox of irrigation efficiency, which is you make irrigation more efficient, that creates more demand for water, not less.
Yes.
Well, if that's, I mean, it's kind of the plot of the Lorax, right, Jonathan? So it becomes a situation where with more efficient irrigation, more efficient tools, then there's an incentive to produce more, which is great if it can be done without a net impact on our water system. You know, if the market's working properly, then those who do increase their irrigation efficiency, that wanted to increase the amount of water that they use, would buy water entitlements from other people within the same market, so you wouldn't have a net increase in the water that's being consumed. But how can people be confident that that's actually happening in practice when we don't have that physical monitoring of water and water flows? And so that, I think, is quite urgent to at least restore some faith. No matter whether you like the plan or hate it, you want to know whether it's at least being adhered to. And that's a fundamental question.
A quick one or two point plan of what we should do immediately then.
Well, firstly, scientific studies, genuine evaluation. Let's really, really understand exactly what's happening in relation to water flows and water volumes throughout the basin. That is number one. Number two, the government needs to tell the Australian people what it's going to do to actually restore confidence, given some of the controversies that have surrounded, as I say, water speculators, particular buybacks, including one with a firm involving with links to one of their ministers. They need to actually take some immediate action. I know that the minister on the speculator issue has said that he will refer market design to the ACCC.
Yep.
That is fine as far as it goes. But of course, having more players in the market increases competition. Maybe competition isn't necessarily the right frame to be looking at the question of whether those players are using the water assets in a way that is beneficial to the national interest. Maybe there should be a broader national interest test. Of course, if any of the entities in the water market are misusing market power, and I don't say that they are, I just don't have the facts before me that would allow me to make that assertion, then of course a competition lens can help with that. But I think when we're talking about water, it's not just another commodity. You couldn't really imagine a more precious resource. And that requires a strong focus on what's in the national interest, including in the interests of the environment and including in the interests of the national economy as well. So I'd like to see a bit more wide-ranging action than an inquiry from the ACCC. They've already got so many recommendations that they can act on in relation to water policy.
For sure.
They should just get about doing it.
Terry Butler, thanks for your time.
Thanks for yours. I appreciate it.
Terry Butler, Labor's new spokesperson on the environment and water. Drive here on RN.